secondly, to really build a team, I recommend, if I were summarizing, to work full circle, to be at your best. Get good at working the system. Do not try to make shortcuts. We're not stalking people at the malls. We're not getting the cart before the horse. We are doing this in a way that honors our Mary Kay and that will provide you with the best reputation for your customers to want to build and send people your way to have a huge customer base and eventually a huge team. Work at full circle. Book that appointment with them. Sell product to them. Do you know that I bought 130 at my first appointment? And I remember asking my consultant, I said, if you'll still come knowing I'm not going to buy a thing, you're welcome to come over. I welcomed her with arms folded. By the time my arms were open, giving her $130. What went through my mind is, oh my goodness, I wasn't intending to buy anything, and I bought $130. She just made $65 for pointing and squirting. We had a good time. If she can make $65 off of somebody like me that's a tomboy and was never going to buy anything, imagine what I could do with this. Had she short-circuited that and never let me try the product, never let me buy the product, I would not have had that conviction in my heart. So let's not just meet somebody on the street and say, oh, you ought to do what I do. It's so fun. Here's the agreement. Go home and listen to the tape. Let's see if you want to do it. You know, that's your one out of a million, but it should not be your standard or your system. Okay, then you're going to sell to her, you're going to rebook her and coach, and then you're going to share information, correct? And I'm excited about what's going to happen. Also, to summarize, I would use a recruiting notebook. It just keeps you on track. When I share for that 10 minutes, it is brief, it is to the point, and it is on purpose. I remember one time I had a star recruiter that wanted to be on target for her car. And she said to me, Dawn, I'm not sure quite how this all gels. And so I took this little recorder, and I made this little recording at home that night. And it just kind of flew. It was a low-budget production, if you know what I mean. And I called it Recruiting with Ease. And I was just talking to the microphone, telling her how I would do it. And she took home that step-by-step and did it. And lo and behold, she went on target for her car the next month and was able to use that. This isn't hard. Recruiting is not hard. It's simple if you'll follow the step-by-step procedure. You're going to have to persist with it. You're going to have to get good at listening, at sharing the information, let's put it that way, at following up. But if you're willing to get great at that, the sky is the limit with how many are on your team. Don't attack people. Attract them. Please. Be a people magnet. And I don't mean a vacuum cleaner with desperation written all over your face. Okay? That's not what I'm talking about. People magnet. And so there's a big difference. Ask lots of questions to her. Find out what her need is and just help her to fill it in this wonderful Mary Kay opportunity. Follow up within 24 to 48 hours. Follow up. I want to see in an audience this size, how many of you, the first time you were approached about Mary Kay on the spot, made a decision and signed? I mean, the first time, how many? Okay, look around. Ooh, that's a lot. How many of you needed a day or two to think about it and pray about it? How many of you needed more like a week or two? How many of you needed a month or two? And how many of you were crock pots and we had to wait for the privilege for at least a year or more? Okay? Now that you know how I ask this, let me ask again. How many of you signed up the first time you heard about Mary Kay Opportunity? How many of you are on the spotters? Not quite as many, but that's still impressive. However, I would say to you, we would have missed at least 80% of the people in this audience if we had not done good follow-up. Would you agree? And if I hold your class on Monday, I just write your name in my date book on Wednesday, Joyce, Shirley, Jill, on that date, and then I remember to follow up so that it's not Friday. And I say, oh, what did I do Monday? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to follow up for them on Wednesday. Write it down. And lastly, I would encourage you to take people to meetings. If you want to build a team, oh, my goodness, get great at taking people with you to your Monday Night Live. Put them in front of a fun-filled room of women who are on fire about what they do, who look great, who embrace them with love and fun, and watch magic happen. Over 65% of people are part of this business as a result of a meeting. It's magical. It's wonderful. And you have to say, oh, Monday night we have a workshop. I would love to bring you as a special guest. They're doing makeovers that night. I mean, it's easy. Your enthusiasm, if you can put your eyebrows up at least a half an inch, your paycheck will grow incredibly. Can you just kind of get excited with them? though. You don't say, we have a meeting Monday and I'm supposed to bring somebody. Would you come? But no. Oh, we have a Monday Night Live. I would love to bring you as my special guest. We're doing makeovers that night. I need someone with brown hair. Would you have fun being my special guest as I learn? And tell them, you're going to get to meet my sales director who drives that pink Cadillac, or you're going to be around a lot of women with fun. It is such a blast. Would you come as my guest? Great. I'll pick you up at 6:30. And you go pick them up, and you take them to meetings. I have my ladies on Wednesday. I write it in their day book. It says, invite 10. So by Wednesday, before your Monday Night Live, you are reminded, have I invited my 10 people? Because out of 10, 5 will probably say yes, 5 will blow you off. And out of the 5 that said yes, on Monday, probably only 2 will actually come. Those are the numbers that I found to be true. So don't sit there and say, yes, yes, I have 2 guests coming. And on Monday she doesn't show up and you're ready to go on antidepressants. Just ask 10 to get 5 to say yes, to get 2 to come. And I promise magic will happen if you take people to meetings. I always had at least an average of 2 at every meeting. Gang, I want you to be claiming those gold medals. I want you to be on target for that car. I want those crocodile tears that you have when you're welled up emotion and seeing yourself in that director's suit on stage to be tears of joy next year, or maybe by January when you're with us at leadership where it's so fun. You do not have to know it all to share the love that you have in your heart for this business opportunity and the enthusiasm, and to share what our pink bubble is all about with a world that so desperately needs it. If you truly want to enrich others' lives and make a difference, please do not hold back the most wonderful gift of all. God bless you.